adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. With fierce headhunters surrounding the island, Judith, Karnak's niece, leads Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and Kolu to Karnak's motorboat anchored in a secret cave. They steer their way slowly through the dangerous underground channel in the cave until they reach the mouth of the cavern. There they find their way blocked by the war canoes of the headhunters. Jungle Jim decides to take a desperate chance and make a dash through the circle of war canoes out to open water. The motor starts up with a roar, and the speedy motorboat hurls through the water into the midst of the war canoes. One of the canoes fails to dodge the onrushing motorboat, and the two meet with a splintering crash, which completely demolishes the war canoe, but also has a disastrous effect on the motorboat.
Jim, what's the matter? We're slowing down. Is something wrong?
Well, there's plenty wrong, Lil. Head-on collision with that war canoe. Torn out a hole in the bow of our boat.
Oh!
Shipping water badly. Pulling the bow into water. Now listen, Lil. And you too, Judith.
Yes, Jim.
Start to climb to the back there, to the stern. Be careful and don't rock the boat any more than you can help.
All right.
All right now. Going all the way back there. I'll lift the bow up a little, and by giving her the gun, the speed may lift the bow out of the water long enough for me to run it down to the beach on the mainland there.
Okay, Jim. We're back on the stern, ready to go.
Okay, now. Hang on tight. And if she starts to tip and sink, jump clear and swim.
Yeah.
Okay, now. Here we go. Darn it. No luck. Get ready to jump, everybody. She won't take it. The bow is shipping water badly. We're foundering. Cole, grab that big bundle of supplies wrapped up in that waterproof case. Get ready. We can't go much further.
The water is shallow here, Jim. It's only about waist deep. We can wait ashore from here.
Okay, then. Over you go, all of you. Make a jump for it.
Right.
I can't keep her afloat any longer.
Oh. All right, Jim. It's all right.
Okay, everybody.
We're all safe, Jim.
All right, then. Head in toward the shore and hurry.
Sure.
You hear those natives shouting? They're paddling right after us at full speed. You go ahead. I'll hold them off for a while with this rifle.
All right.
A direct hit on the leading canoe. That shot splintered the nose of the canoe. Now let's see what I can do about knocking off a couple of those natives. That canoe makes a better target now that it's slowed down.
Good shooting, Jim. A direct hit. Top of that first native over. You better get started, Jim. We're all ashore and ready to go.
Okay, Lil, I'll be right with you. Now then, let's get going. We got a head start on those natives. At one shot, tore a pretty good hole in the bow of that first canoe. It's shipping water fast. The weight of that native I hit make him slow up quite a bit. Oh, did you get the supplies, Kolo?
Yes, Tuan. Carry them on shoulder, not get wet.
Good.
All safe.
Oh, that's fine. Take care of that bundle, Kolo. We're going to need those supplies badly, unless we can get help soon.
You were lucky, Mr. Bradley, in being able to get the boat as close to land as you did. At least we're on the mainland again, and there's a chance of running into a Paguan police patrol. They sometimes get into this section.
Well, I hope you're right, Judith. It's going to be a tough job escaping from those natives in this hill country.
And we're not very well dressed for a march through bush and hill country.
So I can see. So, Lil, and you too, Judith. Better knock those high heels off your shoes.
Huh?
We've got to make time to outdistance those headhunting devils. And you can't travel very fast or far in shoes like that.
And then, losing no time, Jungle Jim and his followers headed into the hill country. But soon the crafty old chief of the headhunters was rallying his warriors and planning a campaign to capture his very elusive enemy, Jungle Jim.
See white man make trail here. Go hill country. Trail bad. White man go slow. Warriors go fast. Catch white man before sundown.
Maybe no, my son. White people too go fast. But war canoes go faster. I send warriors by water. They paddle to west, then come to river. Go up river to where trail crosses. Leave canoes, then follow trail a little way. Hide in bush. Wait for white man to come.
Good. I take warriors by land. Follow white man's trail, then white man no escape us. We have warriors in front and back of white man on trail.
Good, my son. Go fast, but do not let white man see you. White man have good eye. Shoot straight with gun. I send for Yawa and warriors in war canoes. Digaba! Putbekala! Long time on trail. Soon we come near the river, my son.
Yes. Sun pass high in sky. Soon now come river country. Stop. See white man on trail. Stop. Not see us. White girl tired. See. Sit on rocks. White man, look ahead.
Good. Maybe our warriors come in from river. Wait on trail for white man. Soon we capture him. This time he no escape us.
See, other white girl rest. Trail very bad for white people.
Yeah.
Get tired fast. Hot sun make sleepy. Then easy for warriors to catch.
Yeah, big white man not get tired. All time he watch with Hindu manservant. Always have gun ready. White man strong. Mighty hunter. Hard to catch him.
Now. White man sit down, rest. Now we move on again. Soon we hear signal from warriors come up river. Then we attack.
Spirit of great white father will not fail us. He give blessing to warrior. We give white man's head sacrifice to spirit of great white father. Listen. The signal. The warriors have come from the river.
Totally ignorant of the danger facing them from all sides on the trail, Jungle Jim, Lil, Judith, and Kolo are resting from their forced march into the hill country.
Well, I wish I'd known before I set fire to that cabin that I was going through all this. I'd have rescued a pair of your riding boots, Judith. Oh, my feet.
Yes. I could use a pair myself. My feet are killing me.
Sorry I have to keep up these forced marches, girls, but... to be your feet killed, or those headhunters will say, you pays your money and you take your choice.
I'll spring along with my feet, thank you.
Yes, I'll keep my feet, too. At least I can feel them. And that's more than you can say if those headhunters get us.
Jim, have you any idea just where we're going?
No, Lil. My one concern was to hit a trail and get as far away from those headhunting devils as possible.
Well, it looks as though we've lost them, all right.
I hope so, Judith. I'm still not so sure. So sure that they aren't following us.
Kolo, you've been keeping a close watch, haven't you? You haven't seen a sign of them.
Kolo not see, Miss Little Lil. But headhunters very clever. Maybe hide off in bush. Tall grass, hide them.
That's just the point. Just because we haven't seen them on the trail back there, that doesn't mean to say they've given up the chase. They're after our heads, and they're not very easily discouraged.
And to think we thought our troubles were all over when Judith led us to that swell motorboat.
I thought all your troubles were over when I showed you the boat.
Yes, so did I, Judith. That was just another bad break we had, smashing into that canoe. What?
Juan. I hear something sound like bird. I think it be something else. Listen, Juan. You hear, Juan?
Yeah. Does sound strange, fellow. Well, there are a lot of strange birds here in the Lagoon Islands.
But, Juan... when I hear call, it come from that way. Then it come again from this way.
That's funny. Oh, but then it may have...
Look, Tuan!
What?
Down there in valley. Other side of trail. Tall grass. Move. See, Tuan? Something dark.
I see, Kolo. And that's not an animal, either.
Kolo think it be native.
You're right, Kolo. And it's more than one. Look. There's three or four of them there now.
Be back.
Oh, we've got to get moving again. All right, little Judith. Let's get going again. There's no time to lose now.
What
come
is
on.
It, Jim? Are the headhunters still following us?
Following us? They're almost on top of us. Some of them moving up in the valley back there.
Oh.
Kolo.
Yes, Tuan.
Kolo, look. Now, this time you go ahead on the trail and keep your eyes open. You two girls follow Kolo, and I'll bring up the rear. So that if any of the headhunters get too close, I can hold them off for a while with this rifle. You're right, Colo. That wasn't a bird. It's those headhunters signaling to each other. Okay, Colo. Let's get started again. Phil, Judith, you have to try to make better time now. Come on, that's it. Well, what do we stop for?
Colo passed the word. Back there, and stop, and he wants you.
Okay, Judith. I'll go see what's up.
Jim.
Huh?
Colo seems to think there's something wrong ahead.
All right, Lou. You go back there with Judith. Keep your eyes on the trail back of us. I'll go up and see what Colo wants.
Yeah.
Well, Colo, what's up?
Headhunters, Tuan. Hide up ahead on trail. Colo see two headhunters run across clearing. Tuan Jim watch. Maybe see them.
No. I don't want to watch, Colo. If you seen them, it's enough for me. Gosh, Colo. This looks bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that old chief must have known a shortcut. And sent a bunch of his natives to head us off.
That'd be...
Jim, those headhunters back there are moving up on us.
Look, Tuan. See, ahead.
Boy, oh boy. Listen, folks. That means they've got us surrounded again.
Once again, the wily old chief of the headhunters has apparently outwitted Jungle Jim. And by sending part of his warriors ahead in canoes, they have paddled up the river and cut off Jim's advance. In the meantime, the remainder of the tribe have been gradually closing in on Jim from the rear, and now they have him surrounded. Can Jungle Jim fight his way out? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.